Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
It was so ironic this week on the Kardashians, they were talking about Kanye and Kim's divorce because Taylor Swift was performing on her tour in Seattle, and she got to the song. She loves to sing about Kanye West. This is why we can't have nice things. And she gets to the part where they talk about being the bigger person and apologizing, and Taylor Swift just lets out a cackle that's so loud, like, I'm never going to apologize to Kanye West. Screw
that. Ain't what that is.
No. So it sounds like she enjoys laughing about that song now because there is a part about forgiveness and finding it in you, and I don't think that's ever going to happen. I don't think Taylor Swift has any...
She ain't on that kind of time right now.
No, she's not. I don't think her and Kanye are ever going to be good.
And the beef continues.
And I'm here for it.
I mean, are we not? Why not?
This season, it was all Kim clearing out their store. Or I mean, this week, it was them clearing out the storage units. And it was all these just Kanye stuff.
Really?
It was all these Yeezy stuff. And she's like, okay, she has it cataloged. She has everything labeled. They have like... It was crazy watching her try to downsize and get rid of Kanye's stuff for him for the divorce. I'm like, she's like, here's Skims in every color and every size. I mean, it's like one rack the size of Texas that just goes and goes with
the size of Texas
with sweatshirts on it.
Didn't somebody tell her to burn it all?
Maybe.
That's what I swear I saw some online. I was like, somebody advised Kim to burn all of Kanye's stuff. And I was like, that would be dumb, but I mean, fun, I guess.
She was going through his clothes and going, well, this one says Chicago. Our kid might like this one. Like, it was like that.
Okay.
She was like, this one Northwest might want one day. Like, that was her sorting it.
She was a normal person.
She was
thinking, maybe I should hoard this like everybody else.
She was normal except for the fact that she had four warehouses full of clothes. That's not normal.
That's not normal.
I'm just saying.
Good morning.
Good morning. 103.7 Kiss FM. I told DZ a really funny story that's not appropriate for on the air right before we went on the air. Now we're on the air.
Here we are.
We're giggling. Ah, 103.7 Kiss FM.
I'm not giggling. You giggling.
I'm giggling. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Happy Monday.
Wepa.
We're back.
Yes.
Last week in July, everybody.
You don't have to say it like that, but okay.
You know, I didn't realize until I looked at the date, and then I got sad, and I went, okay, it's the last week in July, and it's also Sammy's birthday.
It is! I was going to say, you talk about dates. Today's a date of all dates. We got a two-year-old, y'all.
Your baby turned two today. How do you feel about that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm alert to the fact yet.
Yeah.
I have ignored it. I keep avoiding the date. I'm like, oh my gosh.
He's two. And a baby on the way.
Two, right. With number two coming. Uh-huh. Ooh, we 2-4-2, basically.
2-4-2. Gonna be four you soon. Well, no, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to
the
young
man. Is she going to bring him by the studio?
Maybe.
I hope so. I said bring him by.
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see if he's in the mood.
Well, he's the birthday boy, so he decides what he wants to do. You know what I mean? And he's probably going to say parque, which means park.
Oh, I thought he was going to say no, because that's all they say it too. No.
No. He says carro, car, and parque. Oh. Park. So he's saying let's go to the car and go to the park.
Ah, smart kid. He is a smart kid. Oh, well, happy birthday to Sammy.
Happy birthday, Papito. That's right.
And we have Ludacris tickets. Again, this is the last week you're going to be able to win tickets to be in our VIP suite.
It's technically crunch time, G. Because it's coming up August 11th, the Wisconsin State Fair. Mm-hmm. Like, we ain't got no more time for this. We got to get ready. I got to plan my fit.
That's right. The Wisconsin State Fair kicks off a week from Thursday. So it's happening, everybody. That's at 7:45 this morning. But coming up next, we're going to talk about... Oh, no, wait. We can't go. We can't play a song.
Next?
We can't have time to play a song. I didn't realize it was 6:32 already.
Next, talk about next.
Sheesh.
Next.
Let's talk about our weekend.
Can we please?
I didn't realize it was 6:30. Happy Monday.
Good morning.
Okay, this weekend, I went to see Beyonce.
Ooh.
In Chicago.
The queen.
It was a life-changing concert.
Really?
It was a bucket list.
For sure. But was it life-changing? A bucket list is life-changing?
Yes. Anybody
talk
on my bucket list means I one less person I got to see. I feel better about my life. I've seen Beyonce in concert now. I've seen the whole Renaissance tour. I can speak on it.
Right.
Come at me and ask me anything.
I see you with the hat.
I'm like a pro.
I see you with the merch.
I'm like a pop culture Beyonce pro at this point. Okay.
Let me see the hat.
My Renaissance.
Let me hold it.
No.
Come on. Let me hold
it.
Did Beyonce hand it to you personally?
No. Yes.
What?
She did. I wish. I went to see Beyonce. What'd you do this weekend?
Gee, well, I didn't go see Beyonce, but a close second.
It might be.
So we went to dinner one of the nights. It was on Saturday evening, I should say, because as parents, early dinner, right? Young man was hungry, so were we. So we went over to Zocalo's, the food truck park.
I love that place.
Love it.
It's
absolutely
a great, great place to go. The seating is cool.
Mm-hmm.
The food trucks are cool. You can go into the restaurant area if you want. It's just so cool.
They got that little bar area inside, too. Nobody knows that there's like an upstairs you can go sit at. It's a sleeper. Mm-hmm. It is a sleeper.
And I agree.
And I'm going to tell you, it's even more of a sleeper now because consequently, right, we were just sitting there when all of a sudden, Blue Angels, 10 feet above my head, going crazy. The Aaron Water Show was going on.
Zocalo's a great place to watch the Aaron Water Show.
It's a sleeper, yo, because they were passing right overhead. And when nobody even active like that, like it wasn't popping. I don't think they advertised it. I don't know if they knew. But we were sitting there, and all of a sudden, jet.
Oh.
Even Sammy went, yo. Did y'all see that? What? I'm on plane? What? Like, I was dumbfounded. When I say right in your face.
You didn't expect it.
No.
They should advertise that next year. Zocalo, we love you. Shout that out next year to come watch the Aaron Water Show there because it was, according to DZ, the place to be.
If you want a no pressure, low key, some slight environment, and I'm sure you could probably post up wherever, but the fact that you can get food, get drinks, sit down, hang out, nice little environment.
Hear music.
Now they got shops there at Zocalo. They got little outside little huts.
I didn't
with
know that.
Mini businesses.
What?
One of them's Colombian. I'm going to find you. I saw the flag. I saw the calling. But it was literally the spot if you want to see the Aaron Water Show, but just more to air and then drink your water.
We heard the planes at 3:00 yesterday, and Hudson said, "What is that?" as I was making him pull weeds with me. I go, "That's planes. Get back to work."
Y'all heard them out here?
One time.
Wow.
One time. They must have been doing a circle, or they were flying in, because it was around 3, and I knew the show started at 3. So, yeah, I don't know. Let's talk to everybody else and find out what they did this weekend. Tell us something cool you did this weekend. I went to Beyonce. DZ ended up seeing the Aaron Water Show by coincidence.
Right there.
Because he was at Zocalo Food Park.
Got VIP looks at every single jet. I waved at all of them. I was like, hey, y'all, I could literally kind of see you right now.
Hey-o!
It's crazy.
All right, let's take your calls next. 414-533-1037. Ariana break free? Okay now.
Mm-hmm.
She's breaking free? Single girl, isn't she? Ariana. Haven't heard that in a minute. Yes, 103.7 Kiss FM. Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Ludicrous VIP tickets every day this week at 7:45. Your last chance to win in that suite and sit with us.
Quit playing games, man. You know you want to be there because we want to be there and we can't wait for it. It's coming up.
All right, let's go to Amanda and Racine because every Monday morning we like to hear, tell us something cool you did over the weekend. I went to Beyonce. DZ just happened to see the Aaron Waters show.
Casually at Zocalo's food truck, but just cash, real cash.
Amanda. Girl.
Turned down for what? Woo! Turned down
for what? Starting a Monday,
really,
right?
Bud.
Strong.
Amanda, you did fine. You're our hype man on a Monday morning, okay?
I'm ready.
It's a morning. We ain't going to fault you. She ready.
We made it, okay? We made it. Amanda, what'd you do this weekend?
Yeah, so I did a bunch of sports. I went biking. I went swimming.
Dang.
I watched the NASCAR race.
Dang.
And I saw Tony and Racine.
Whoa.
What do you mean? Doing what? Why'd you see him?
Yeah, so he has the bouncy houses. Uh-huh. And I see him around the area because we're both in Racine.
Sure.
So my husband's like, hey, could that be your radio friend? I'm like, oh, maybe. So I pull over. I see the FedEx hat. I see the FedEx shirt and the straw hat. And I'm like, oh, that's Tony and Racine.
That's the homie.
I love it that you guys never would have known each other. And now because you're regulars on our show, you see each other in Racine. You go, hey, homie.
What up, dog? Yeah. What's the work, Tony?
I've seen the bouncy houses all over. I've seen the bouncy houses.
Right.
And now that we met, now I know.
Well, because Tony rents out bouncy houses and mascots. That's Tony. Yeah. We call him the mascot man.
That's
That's so funny, Amanda.
That's cool, though.
Anytime you're looking for Tony, just look for the bouncy houses.
Follow the bounce.
All right, Amanda. Thanks for calling, girl.
Appreciate you.
Have a good day.
You too. Go rest from that triathlon
that you did on your own. I did a triathlon. I ran to Pick and Save, then I went to Walmart and Target.
Stop.
Then I went to Starbucks. I was exhausted.
Oh, you did a decathlon. I see.
And then I hit up TJ Maxx.
Oh, woof.
Angie in Lake Geneva wrote in and said she was kayaking and fishing as usual. That's a total Wisconsin thing to do.
And in the summertime, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course you were, Angie.
Sarah is calling from Kenosha this morning. I'm excited to hear what she was up to this weekend. Sarah, good morning.
Hey!
Hi!
Buenos dias. Good morning.
Well, tell us something cool you did this weekend.
So I kind of just had a May weekend. I got a massage on Friday.
Okay.
I went to a couple yoga classes, and I hung out with my friend and her kids.
Aw, well, you didn't do nothing. You were productive.
It was self-treatment.
I was productive. It was a very nice weekend.
The self-help and then the working on reaching out and seeing a friend. That can be self-help for some of us. Sometimes I have to meet up with my friends. It's good for me.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta make plans.
It is.
With kids, it's hard
to
hang out. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Not make excuses.
We take walks, and she just got a new stroller. So the new stroller is really helpful. It's very nice.
You know, had to take it for a spin.
Only when you're a new mom or a mom, you're like, I got a new stroller. That was my exciting weekend.
And as parents were like, wow. Is it a runner? Wow.
Is it three or four wheels?
Can you jog with it? Wow.
Is it a double? How much did it cost?
What, does it have shocks? Wow.
Does it have a cover?
It's a double. She got it on that Amazon Prime.
See? Oh, wow.
See?
And we're like, wow.
She got it for how much?
Drop the link. Wow.
Thanks, Amanda.
Sarah.
I'm talking to Sarah, not Amanda.
Sarah, we appreciate you.
Right.
We appreciate you,
friends.
It's Monday. Sorry, my bad.
Still shaking out the cobwebs.
Hey, have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
I have to read this text. Jen and Zion. Ooh, I wish you would have called in. She said she went to Rosemont for a convention with the actors from Chicago Fire, PD, and Med. Yummy.
That's cool.
That must have been really cool.
What kind of convention was that?
I guess it probably was just them showing up and making money. You got to go meet them. You paid money. You got to go meet them, probably.
Oh, like a con. Oh.
Like a Bravo.
Right,
meet all the stars of Bravo.
Not Comic-Con.
Yeah.
It was Bravo-Con.
One more?
Chicago Med-Con.
Do we have time for one more? Let's go to Erin in Twin Lakes. She did something fun this weekend. Erin in Twin Lakes is on, I don't know what. There we go. Erin, good morning.
Good morning, Erin.
Good morning.
What'd you do this weekend?
I had my sister-in-law's bachelorette party in Chicago this weekend.
Ooh, wait. Did you go to Beyonce like I did?
No, a couple of the girls did go, but we had a boat day on Lake Michigan on Friday.
Okay.
Which two of us girls were motion sickness the whole time.
No.
So we were passed out on the front of the boat all trip.
No. Why the front? That's the worst place. You get the right? most bounce.
I know. And then once we hit safety, a.k.a. the land, we were good. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, we went to the Cubs game. And just hung out in Wrigleyville, and it was a great time.
That's fantastic.
I almost want to do an Am I the Jerk on. We left our friend's bachelorette party to go to Beyonce without them. Like, that's almost an Am I the Jerk.
We had the same thought.
And so then one of the girls that the bride, so my
the bride went.
I'm the no, her good friend from grade school and. School
Even
ended
worse.
Up going.
Even worse.
She ended up getting free tickets and had to leave at like 5 o'clock.
And she didn't take the bride?
Got free tickets.
I'm sorry.
No. Nope.
Let me understand this one more second.
Taking notes, Sarah.
The bride didn't get taken to Beyonce.
Aaron, excuse me.
I don't think the bride really cared.
Oh, well then.
Well then she's not fun.
Bye.
A couple of us were home by like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know.
That's the bachelorette party vibe. Half go home early, half want to party.
And I did, I did send you a video of my outfit for the Cub game.
Ooh.
Why? Do I want to see this?
Of course. This is probably Aaron, a fire fit.
Where'd you send it?
In your Facebook Messenger.
She slid in your DMs on Facebook.
In Allie's or Kiss FM's?
Yeah.
Okay. This is why I don't know where anything is anymore, but let me go look right now, girl.
Look at you. Look at her sliding in your DMs. Like, look at Aaron sliding in your DMs.
I'm like, how the hell do I get to my Messenger on Facebook again? I'm going to go look at it, Aaron. Have a good day, girl.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Not only is what would DZ do today about me and a guy.
That's about, wait, what?
A guy I used to be involved with. Hold on. I'm mad. I want to know how to deal with the problem I'm having.
Say less.
And we have Ludacris VIP tickets as well this morning. It's 7:45.
That's right.
Right now, I really want to get your advice on what I should do.
Okay.
Let's go.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
I understand my dating life is confusing. I get confused. Sometimes I'm confused, people. It's complicated.
For sure.
But this year, we've had three players in the mix with Allie's dating life, okay?
Three starters.
Break it down real quick so you catch up. Red flag guy was in January.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started also seeing Nat Plumber guy again, guy from a blast from the past.
Sure.
And then I met Jim Poppy. But let me just tell you something. Jim Poppy's gone.
Right. Ixnay, no more Jim Poppy.
Nat Plumber guy has just always kind of been in the background.
Okay, just hanging out.
He's been around.
He's not in the rafters, but he ain't on the bleachers.
He's always remained a friend. Like, we've always texted here and there.
I follow.
See each other on social.
Sure.
Haven't messed around with the guy since February.
Okay.
Nat Plumber guy.
Bet.
Well, Nat Plumber guy's the guy I have a problem with, and I need your advice.
Wait, well, how if you ain't messed around with him?
He's stealing my friends. He's stealing my friends, DZ. I know this sounds juvenile, but hear me out. Hear me out, everybody.
I'm listening.
I've never had this happen to me with a man before.
What do you mean he's stealing your friends,
though? We were hooking up in February. Like I said, I got more involved with, the other guy, and so I stopped messing around with Nat Plumber guy.
Right.
But he was around. So before I stopped messing around with Nat Plumber guy, he briefly met a couple of my girlfriends one night when we were out.
Okay.
Like, him and I were hanging out, and we would go on dates, and I'd spend the night at his house, but he'd pop up if we were out. So he popped up and met my good friend, Shelly.
Right, because y'all were talking friends, friendly.
We were hooking up.
Sure.
We were hooking up.
Yeah.
So he had met my friend, Shelly.
Mm-hmm.
And fast forward, my birthday was in May. Who was at my birthday, DZ?
What?
Nat Plumber guy.
Nat Plumber guy.
Showed up at my birthday.
He was there.
I did invite him.
Okay.
But he showed up.
Right.
So that was the first time you ever met about him.
Yes, it was.
And him and I have not hooked up since February.
Oh, and your birthday was in May.
In May.
So he was there as just casual friends.
But when he showed up at my birthday, my other friends got a chance to meet him, like you. Mm-hmm. And my friend Callie started quizzing him and found out he had a girlfriend. And he was at my birthday, and we didn't know that.
Okay.
And I thought that was a little weird. And my friend Callie was like, does your girlfriend know you're at Allie's birthday that you've been hooking up with? And he's like, no. The whole thing was shady. So I did nothing with him on my birthday, but it was weird.
Got you.
So he's kind of on thin ice with me.
Of course.
That's a little tacky to show up at my birthday when you got a girlfriend.
Kind of corny, my boy, yeah.
Not important, though. What's important is, at my birthday, he saw my friend Shelly again. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let's fast forward. My Summerfest rolls around in June.
Okay.
A month later.
Right.
And not plumber guy shows
up. Pops up again.
You saw him at Summerfest with us.
He went to Grupo Nietzsche with us.
He literally
was dancing salsa with us.
I'm still not hooking up. Still haven't hooked up with this guy since February.
Strictly platonic.
And he made friends with my friend's husband that day. Shelly's husband, Steve.
No, he didn't.
He did. They switched numbers.
No, it didn't.
And this guy has been hanging out with my friend's husband. And I didn't even know about it. And I just found out the other day. She sends me a picture. She goes, you're never going to believe this. Not plumber guy's at my birthday party. I couldn't go to my friend's birthday because we were working. He was at my friend's birthday.
I remember that night. He went to your friend's birthday. He went to the birthday you couldn't attend.
This is my A-list. You can't mess with, you can't take my friends.
Back off
of my friends, bro. My friend, she sends me a picture. And it's a picture of her and not plumber guy. She goes, he's at my birthday right now. I go, what? Why? Why? She's like, I don't know. Steve invited him. My husband is so stupid. He's so dumb. He didn't even know you weren't going to be here and he invited him.
You mad?
I'm so mad. So I send not plumber guy a text. I go, get away from my friends. What's wrong with you? Leave my friends alone.
Off.
I was like pissed. I was like, this guy showed up at my friend's birthday.
Huh.
And they're like, oh, he wants you. And I go, I don't think he does because it gets worse.
Well, how does
my
it get worse?
My friends have a place at Elkhart Lake. My friend's husband invited him to Elkhart Lake and he went.
Do they go to the races?
Yes.
Of course they
not
go to Road America.
Guy went all the way up to Elkhart Lake and hung out with my friends and brought his kids.
At another time that you weren't there.
And I said,
he's stealing your friends.
He's stealing my friends.
He's straight up jacking your friends.
And my friend Shelly keeps sending me messages going, I swear I didn't invite this guy. But Steve and him are friends. And now Steve won't stop inviting him. And she said her husband was like, I like him. I'm not going to stop inviting him.
He's my friend now.
Are you kidding me?
Nope, he's not.
A guy I used to hook up, he cannot be friends with my friends.
Yo.
He can have my B list. He cannot have my A list.
So how can I help you?
I want you to tell me if I'm overreacting, because I'm pissed. I'm laughing, but I was actually kind of, I sent him a picture with my middle finger the other day, and I said, leave my friends alone.
You're a little annoyed by the fact that he's hanging out with your people.
Like these are my people.
The only reason.
Why am I so possessive?
Well, the only reason he ever met them was because of you.
That's why.
You know what I mean?
I'm being like, territorial.
You're the introduction point, and now all of a sudden they're kicking it without you? They're going to Elkhart Lake?
Without me?
You went to my friend's birthday?
Without me?
Not even that.
And he didn't even text me and tell me he was going to my friend's birthday.
Does he still got a girlfriend? Because then he like obviously doesn't. He shouldn't be texting you like that.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well,
I believe he does not because he told me he does not. But I don't. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
I'll tell you what I do think.
What?
I think he does kind of want you, G.
I don't think so because the Elkhart Lake made me go, it's not about me. He knew I wasn't going to be in Elkhart Lake and he still went up there and hung out with my friends.
You don't think he's playing a long game?
No.
Just going, I'm going to get in so deep
with
her friends group that she ain't going to have a choice but to get with me.
I mean, talk about backing me in. It's a new play nobody's ever done to me. It's a new play.
Think about it.
I mean.
Think about it. Maybe.
I don't think. This ain't happening.
I'm being antagonistic.
Well,
what
happens if I bring another dude around and he's now in my friend group or he brings a chick? Now it's weird. That's weird.
Genuine advice. Genuine advice.
How do I get not plumber guy to leave my friend? He's hanging out with my friends without me. What is that?
I got to collect my thoughts for 2 seconds.
Okay,
so can we just open it up for everybody and we can all give advice together?
Yes, because you're going to tell, am I being petty?
I'm going to tell you next.
Okay, thank you. 414-533-1037. How do we feel about not plumber guy hanging out with my friends when I'm not there?
What do we do about this?
And what do we do about this? Am I overreacting?
We'll see.
Okay, we'll talk about it next.
You got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
We have two texts back to back. The first one says, Allie, you're not overreacting. My girlfriend's going through the same thing. It's weird for them to steal your friends. And the text right next to it says, Allie, you're overreacting. All of the spaces he's kicking it in, you aren't around.
That's valid, though. Okay. That is valid.
There's this guy, not plumber guy. He's been on the roster on and off for a couple years now.
Mm-hmm.
And he met some of my friends mm-hmm. through hanging out with me. And now he's been showing up and hanging out with my friends when I'm not there.
Without you.
And I'm kind of annoyed by the whole thing. I don't know why, DZ, but I'm pissed. I'm like, he went up to Elkhart Lake after my friends invited him. He showed up at my friend's birthday.
Uh-huh. Like, popped up at Summerfest.
And I'm like, okay, not plumber guy.
You're everywhere, my boy.
Leave my friends alone. Leave him alone. And he's like, I'm going to be friends.
Oh, no, they're not.
My friend's husband has developed some kind of weird man crush, and they're like texting each other, and I don't like it.
It's called the bromance, and I'm going to ask you to please respect it.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all, man. What do you think I should? You didn't tell me what to do.
Gee.
Because you've met him now. He was at my birthday.
I have met him. And I'm going to tell you what you need to do. Whether you want to hear it or not, you got to cut him. You got to take him off the roster. He can no longer be a player. He's not even going to be on the bench.
I haven't even screwed around with him since February.
Exactly. Exactly. But you got to cut the potential because he is now.
What do I do?
In the friend zone. That's the homie. That is literally the homie now. Like, you're going to have to just start dapping him up like a friend and get comfortable with the fact that.
He's my buddy.
He's buddy. Buddy, buddy. Because he's buddy buddies with your buddy's husband.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So guess what? Y'all are going to be interacting a whole lot more than you probably think you are and maybe want. But the friend zone is where that's going to be key. You got a friend zone. Sorry to
say. I was out with my friend Shelly on Thursday and I sent him a text and I said, oh, you went up to Elkhart Lake, I hear, with my friends. Again.
Oh, did you?
Again. Oh. Really? Huh?
Which one of my friends are you hanging out with tonight?
He's like, I'm not giving up Steve. Her husband. I'm like, you know what? I'm like, back off of my friends. Why am I getting so territorial?
It's kind of natural.
I don't like him trying to be friends with my friends.
It's a little natural, G, because the only connection that he has to them is the fact that you introduced them.
Yeah.
You almost feel like you shot yourself in the foot a little bit.
I did by bringing him around.
Because now he's getting real buddy-buddy real close.
I did. I've never had this happen.
You're getting FOMO because he's getting to hang out with your friends and you're not.
Somebody said DZ's best advice yet, and they also texted and said he friend-zoned himself.
He really did, G.
I don't know. Let's go to Bella and Kenosha because I want to know what everyone thinks of this because I might be overreacting. Bella, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Not plumber guy formed a friendship with my friend's husband, mm-hmm. and now he's kind of like hanging out with them all the time, and I don't like it.
I'm sorry, Allie.
Oh, here we go with Bella. Let's everybody kumbaya be friends. I already know where this is going.
No, I was like, first I agree with what someone said. This is the best advice DZ ever gave.
Oh, really?
Hey, yeah. Strong.
Okay, go on then. Go on.
Because, I mean, he's got to be your homie now. You kept him around.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like, what happens when you keep people around? They kind of become your people, and then your people like him. Like, that's inevitable.
It is. Yeah. I know you don't want to hear. It's tough. It's tough pill to swallow. You need some water.
I don't think you're wrong for how you feel, but yeah, it's just gonna have to put him in the friend zone.
And he might already be friend zone because I've seen him since I've been single, and nothing has happened. And I feel like that kind of puts us in the friend zone. By if we hang out and we don't hook up, we're in the friend zone.
Y'all
at
are
that
buddies.
Point.
Yeah.
I've never had someone I hooked up with that we hang out again and don't hook. Like we're friends.
Sure, sure. Yeah, y'all are literally homies.
Like
you guys should make up a handshake.
Mm-hmm. Friends who've done a handshake. I've seen you naked before, handshake. Look, I'm a grown woman. I can do what I want.
I'm feeling
Bella, thanks for calling. I'll keep him in the friend zone.
Have a good day.
Next time you go to Beyonce, take me with you.
Right?
Hey. I got invited.
Man.
I was the one who was invited.
Touche. Have a good day, Bella.
Have a good day, y'all.
Bye.
Kelly is in Sussex this morning. Let's see what she has to say about this. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Ironically, I invited Kelly to my birthday, and mm-hmm. she met not plumber guy.
True.
She's been there for part of this saga.
Kelly, did not plumber guy try to steal you too?
No.
You never know.
No. But I think you need to have a conversation with your friend's husband, and just be like, hey, if you want to hang out with him, cool, but
don't make it a family event when you do it with like his wife and the kids and things like that. Oh. I think you need to just kind of keep it separate.
The boys already said they're not going to stop being friends. I've already yelled at Not Plumber Guy, and she's yelled at her husband, and both of them have said we're not giving each other up like they're in love. I'm not kissing, no
it's
joke.
It's a bromance. It's strong.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And somebody texted in and said, what if that Not Plumber Guy's, this is his attempt at getting closer to Allie. We discussed that in the first segment.
You don't think that is.
And neither does DZ at this point, because why would he have gone to Elkhart Lake? I wasn't there.
I could see him maybe playing the slow game, but this is the real, real game.
He's not playing a long game with me. He's not slow game. He's going wherever people invite him.
Right. He's hanging out.
He's not thinking like I'm thinking.
But Kelly brings up a point that I didn't think about. She's saying, let the bromance be. Whatever. Let it flourish. Let him be married and happy, right? Let the bros bro. But don't make it a whole kumbaya moment where now he becomes the Funkel to that family.
Ugh.
You feel me? Don't let him get that involved, because then maybe that's crossing the line.
I've never had a guy on my roster switch numbers with my friend's husband and become this close. This is weird.
He traded himself,
it's
dog.
Weird.
He's no longer on the roster. He literally traded himself.
He's too close with my friends now. Mm-hmm. Now it's weird. All right. Kelly, he's all yours if you want him.
That's okay.
Kelly said, I'll pass. Thank you.
What? You don't want some of my leftovers?
Stop.
All right, Kelly, thanks for calling.
We appreciate you, fam. Bye.
Last but not least, we got to move real quick. Destiny, she's always funny, so we got to have her on. Destiny, good morning.
Great. Allie's getting played.
Played?
First of all, ADZ.
You already know what I'm...
Happy our son's birthday today.
That's right. Happy our kid's birthday, because they're Papito's birthday today, too.
Oh, happy birthday.
Your son's two, my son's one.
Yeah. Yay. Feliz cumpleaños, Papitos. To both of them.
You need to find a man and bring him around.
I thought about that. But then I'm just playing games, Destiny. Like, if I bring a new guy around.
You playing the same game he playing. Call the bluff.
Oh. Interesting.
Oh, she's saying bring a guy around when he's hanging out with my friends.
And
Test the theory.
See if he really wants to play this game where he's friends with all of us.
Test the theory.
I'd be like, look, this is so-and-so. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this is, you know, he's a friend of a friend. And, you know, we used to date back in the day. You can even bring that up, but it ain't nothing now. Then he's going to be like, dang, she just put me out there like that. I would. I'm putting it all out there.
I'm interested.
Take somebody.
Because
the guys ain't going to let go. You can't get mad because he's showing up at the things. The dude's inviting him. The dude's inviting him. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I know. I need to yell at Steve, the husband.
And stop. And bringing another dude around, it'll prove to you real, real quick if he really is
if
trying to play the long game or not. Or
well,
if y'all
trying to play it, or if Allie's really not that into him anymore.
Exactly.
Maybe you got your own wall up saying, no, I'm not into dude no more. But if you bring a guy around and you see dude getting kind of funky, you know, and you're like, dang, that really wasn't too cool, then maybe you kind of do care for dude.
Me have a wall?
Me?
Never.
Ooh. Me with a...
Me?
Defensive and protective?
Me? Find a reason to not be with people? Never. Every day of my life, yes.
Hey, Destiny might have given the most solid advice. I ain't gonna lie. You bring a dude around and test the theory.
He was at the Beyonce concert, too. You just didn't know it.
He was right behind me.
Oh, he was there.
Let me just say that I would have given this guy a chance on another planet, but I don't like his...
But we live on Earth.
We live on Earth. So we're friends, and that's it. Somebody said, whatever happened to... Here we go again. Jim Poppy, fine.
We ain't worried about him.
It's over. He was entertaining other women and lying to me about it. That's what happened. And so anyway, and now we got to figure out how to get Not Plumber Guy.
Get him off the roster.
Not hanging out with my friends.
He's already been traded. You just got to cut him from the roster. It's a wrap. Make up a handshake. That's your bro now.
All right. He's friend zone. The end.
Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Wow, this one is about kicking your daughter out because she hasn't found a job yet.
Okay.
You ready to hear this one?
I think.
All right. Tina wrote in. She said, Allie and DZ, I need help. Am I the jerk for kicking my daughter out of the house because she hasn't found a job? My daughter graduated from college 2 years ago, and she's had several part-time jobs since then. She would work for a few months, quit, and then look for another job, which has better pay.
Mm.
But at the end of last year, she asked if she could move in with us so she could save money and look for a job at the field she graduated in.
Natural, yeah.
That sounded good to us, so we agreed. We didn't expect any kind of rent. meant at the time just that she would find a job.
It's your daughter, right?
Now it's coming up on a year and she's not found a job yet. So we asked about her job hunt and she said she was still looking and hasn't had any offers. So I feel like she's taking advantage of us and not even trying. She says she's looking and goes on job interviews, but I'm starting to wonder if she's doing anything at all.
Oh, is she lying about the interviews?
Or is she going on them and not getting the job?
Right.
So Tina said, so we told her time's up. She's got to move out. If she doesn't find a job in the next 2 months, she got upset, said we aren't being supportive. Am I the jerk for kicking my daughter out because she hasn't found a job? Tina.
Yeah, that's hard.
You want to help them while they're looking, but how long are you going to sit there while they're looking?
You have helped already. Like, yeah. It's been almost a year. And it's your kid, sure. You do whatever you need. You're going to always support and help. But then part of that support is letting them know that they gotta buck up now. You know, you got to do some.
Well, and you'd think if she's been living there for a year, she's saved a little bit of money at this point, unless she isn't working at all. Which would really set me off.
And you living rent-free, I could see...
Oh, hell no.
I could see Tina's kid getting comfortable. You know, the comforts of home are very nice when you're under stressful situations. And I don't doubt the fact that she's probably had trouble finding a job, right?
I was going to say, what if she really is trying and she's just not able to because she doesn't have the experience?
Well, I got to be honest. When you're actively looking for a job and if you want a job in your field, sometimes you got to make those sacrifices. Like, if she's not willing to make the sacrifice for the greater good, if you will, to get the foot in the door, per se, then you just, you want to be the CEO day one? You want to be hired on as CEO, right?
That's so people now. Well, that makes me sound old, but people do want to go right to the top. And it's like, that's not how it works. You work for a long time to get where you want to be. They want this immediate gratification for sure.
All these youngins want to manifest greatness immediately they don't realize, like,
it's not how it works.
Lightning in a bottle is very few and far in between, dog. Like, you got to work for that. Really got to work for it. And the grind is part of what makes you or breaks you, right? It's going to help you realize if the field you're in is what you want to continue to do. I normally wouldn't say this as far as a family situation, right? Because I normally lean to always support, take care of the family. I don't think she's the jerk letting her know that time's up at all. It's a wrap. I don't know.
414-533-1037. I think not the jerk.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Right? Like,
get a job. Go to McDonald's if you got to. I don't know.
Your kid's an adult, right?
Show that you can get a job and then stay living at home, at least even with a part time job. Something. I don't know. We'll take your calls next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Tina wrote into the show, wants to know if she's a jerk for kicking her daughter out because she hasn't found a job. They let her move in. Daughter graduated from college a couple years ago, has had several part-time jobs that want something in her field. So they said, move in. But now they're getting annoyed. It's coming up on a year. She hasn't found a job in her field. Mm-hmm. They're ready to kick her out. Well, so it's happening. Let's start with Christina this morning in West Dallas. Good morning, Christina. How's it going?
Good morning. It's going well. Just got off work.
Yeah.
Time to relax.
Everybody driving to work's real mad right now.
Salty.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think, Christina? Is Tina the jerk for kicking her daughter out because she hasn't found a job yet?
I don't think she's a jerk. I think we raise our kids to be independent, and I think we raise our kids to get out there. And she's old enough to, I have an 18-year-old, and they're old enough to know that you got to get out there and get your life started.
Mm-hmm. That part.
She can't coddle her for the rest of her life.
It's almost like push the baby out of the nest.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. You let the baby come back and you coddled them for a little bit and you went, time's up.
Can you fly?
Correct. Or cut the umbilical cord.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Far too many times we don't, because we want to protect, and that's our instinct take care and always. And in Latin cultures and many cultures, it's like, no, live with us as long as you need. I don't care if you're 50. Like, you can stay at home. It don't matter. We're going to take care of you for
always. It's not even weird to be there at 40, right?
Nope, not at all. No, I got cousins that live at home in their 40s. For real.
Yeah, you can still take care of them, but you still have to you have to push them out.
That's
right.
Sink or swim,
baby. There's things that you can help them with. Like, you know, if they need help doing, like, paying a bill or something of that nature.
Yeah.
But no, if they're just going to freeload, then that's not right. They need to get out there.
Right. Christina's saying, don't become the crutch. Mm-hmm. And Tina feels like she's probably becoming a crutch right now.
Yeah, not a jerk is where Christina's going. Thanks for calling, girl.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Enjoy the day.
Yes.
She off work. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Amanda is in Waukesha this morning. Good morning, Amanda. Oh, been a minute since I've heard, I haven't heard your theme song in a minute. Welcome back.
It's been hard to get through.
Well, you know what? I'm glad to hear that because, which sounds funny that I'm glad to hear that. We're going to do an audit soon and we're kicking people out who we haven't heard from in like 6 months.
You're good though.
You're good.
I made it.
You're in. Everyone else, bye. Okay. All right, Amanda. Is Tina the jerk for kicking her daughter out because she hasn't found a job?
I'm going to go with yes, she is a jerk.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Go on.
Well, first of all, DZ, I feel attacked because you threw in the hole in Latin cultures.
Fam, you
and
know we
that's
never.
Where I'm coming from.
She's like, you're not helping my cause.
Like, dang it, you're not helping my argument.
Go on, Amanda.
Make but it she needs to. You can't just kick someone out. You got to give her notice. Is she charging her rent at home? Start with that. Make her. You know what? I don't care if you get another part-time job, a job not in your field. Start paying me for
slowly,
rent.
Slowly, yeah.
And then give her a deadline. By this day, you either have some type of job that you can get your own apartment, or you got to figure out who you're going to live with. But you can't just give her an eviction notice right away.
You know, Amanda, if you were a lawyer in court, I would award you the win because you just brought me back the other way. Like, at least charge them rent or something.
Make her start paying something. Make her charge her for groceries, charge her for the bill, charge her for rent, something, because then she's going to realize how important a job is.
Well, because she's been living there rent-free for the whole time, so they have no concept of responsibility right now.
Like, I see kids who get an allowance and they don't do anything. That makes me crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to give kids an allowance, make them do something for it. Not just to manage money. Teach them that they have to work in order to get that allowance to start.
They just get a per diem,
huh? Even if you don't need that money, you know, take the rent and save it for them so they have a down payment for an apartment
and give it back to them. Literally. I've heard of that before. I like that a lot, but I'm still saying not the jerk. I don't care.
DZ says you can live at home until you're 40 if you want to.
I lived at home until I was 24. My mom never kicked me out.
I swear. My mom will say it to this day. If you guys ever need to move back, she'll say, like, the whole family could move in. It don't matter. We could be 50 and moving in with my mother. She would be fine. Well, that's Latino mentality for real.
Latin culture. I live with my grandma. Forever.
Yep.
That's so funny. When my parents wanted me to move home and I wanted to not move home. Like, when there was a gap in my 20s. You can move home. I'm like, I'm good. I instead went and got a job and paid rent because this is white people versus Hispanic people. They were like, well, come on home, mama.
You already know.
People are like, bye.
That home cooking hits different, y'all. You know?
It does.
Oh, that's just, what do you mean? We cook macaroni and cheese and hamburgers. Thanks for coming.
Amanda, we appreciate
Thank you.
Okay, we're split down the middle right now. Christina said not a jerk. Amanda said jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Katie is in Racine this morning. Katie, congrats. You get to be the tiebreaker. Is Tina the jerk for kicking her daughter out because she hasn't found a job?
Okay. I think she's not a jerk.
Yes.
Because, I mean, she's went to college.
Mm-hmm. So?
She's had time to find a job.
Yes.
And she hasn't left. Yeah. I mean, like you guys said before, she's got to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just start at the top and, you know, expect magical things to happen.
Right.
Start somewhere.
And it's tough as a parent.
Yes, it is tough as a parent, and I could swing both ways, but if she's had time, but I do agree with one of the others that called in, like, she should have set a deadline, I think. Like, you have so much time, and then if it's not, you know, by this time, then. But I do agree that she's not a jerk.
All right. Time to fly. I love it. Let's go.
Hey, so that means we're not the jerk all around.
Yep. Right. Appreciate the call, Katie.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. That's good. Hey, she rounds it out.
Tina can kick the kid out, everybody says. We're good.
Matter of fact, start putting it in trash bags. Get it all out of here. Kick them out today.
Boom. Okay.
Don't do that.
We have to give away ludicrous VIP tickets right now.
Do we have to?
We have to. This is your last chance this week to win tickets to sit in our VIP suite with me and DZ. We're taking you with us. Let's go. Caller number 30. You're going to get your chance at tickets. 414-533-1037. You want to go with us to Ludicrous at the Wisconsin State Fair?
Yeah, you do.
Woo! Let's go. Kiss FM. Oh, we're going to Ludicrous at the Wisconsin State Fair, VIP style.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready.
You got that shoulder balance on my shoulder already. I feel good just thinking about it.
This is your last week to win these. You can buy them if you want to go to Ludacris at the Wisconsin State Fair.
TheWisconsinStateFair.com.
Mm-hmm. But somebody's going with us on August 11th. Brick is in West Dallas. Good morning, Brick. He said it's a nickname.
Good morning.
Oh, I was going to say, that's a good name right there.
And I got to be honest. When he said Brick, I said, Brick? And he goes, with a B. And I go, good to know. Good to know.
Thanks for clarifying, man.
Most people hear Brick. They're like, Rick? I'm like, no, Brick. Rick?
Oh, I didn't hear Rick. Okay. I heard...
We know what you heard. Stop it.
Single woman, give me a minute, okay? All right.
Brick, what's the word, man? What you up to today?
Yeah.
I just dropped the kids off at daycare, and I actually felt kind of deep in my heart that am I the jerk because I'm currently looking for work and been a rough go of it. So I was feeling that one, and I don't think the mom's a jerk.
Okay.
There we go.
Well, I don't think she's a jerk because there is a timeline thing, but I also get that it's tough out there.
100%. Well, and I get why it would trigger you if you're having a hard time finding a job right now, for sure, especially with kids. So, well, then we're going to make your day a little bit better because you're caller number 30.
Wimpa! We're going VIP to Luda!
Luda?
Brick, you better apply for some jobs today. I feel like today is your new vibe, new week. It's happening.
It's a lucky day today. You're going to get a job today.
I'm going to grab the laptop, I'm going to go to the library, and I ain't moving until I get a job.
Boom!
And when we see you at Ludacris in 2 weeks, I hope you have good news for us.
And just make sure you request off for that day, too, you know?
I can only take this job if I can have off for the Luda concert. If not, I'm out.
Exactly.
Sounds like a strong stipulation. I'd hire you.
This works for me. Sounds good. All right, Brick, hold on. We'll get your info, okay?
All right, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, buddy. Let's go.
Well, good. I feel like his week's going to start off good. We started a new vibe in his life, a positive vibe.
First VIP, next J-O-B.
Mm-hmm. It's happening for Brick today. Your chance to win tomorrow, same time, hooking people up all week long to join us at Ludacris. This might set some people off.
What happened?
This celebrity refuses to go back on tour and do her music, yet she was karaokeing it in a bar. People are losing their minds.
It was like a little treat, right?
So messed up. We'll tell you what I'm talking about next. Kiss FM.
Hey, this is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I'm going to tell you what music artist refuses to go on tour but was yet singing their song happily on the internet the other day. Before that, Tom Brady spotted in a car with Irina Shayk, Bradley Cooper's ex.
Ooh.
So, Tom Brady not dating Kim Kardashian. If you keep seeing those headlines, that's nonsense.
Yeah.
He does seem to be dating Irina, though.
I did see that. That's funny that you say that, because I was like, Kim? Tom? No. Irina makes more sense to me for some reason.
She's a model, and she's beautiful yet simple. That's his vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's so Tom Brady's. Look at his exes.
Giselle 2.0.
Yeah. He was caressing her face in the car. So Tom Brady's definitely dating Irina.
He's simping over Irina right now.
I do want to talk about, though, Victoria Beckham. Remember, she was the holdout, the one who refused to go on tour with the Spice Girls.
Oh, yeah.
1 year later, she posts a video of her karaokeing a Spice Girls song.
No, she didn't.
Say You'll Be There. Remember that song? Come on. So you're telling
this song?
Me. Yes. You wouldn't go on tour. Then you want to do karaoke to it?
Right.
People would have paid you. You would have gotten millions of dollars to sing this on a stage.
She did it for free at a bar.
For free.
This is a bop, too. Like, I mean, come on now. The whole place would have been jigging. So she was karaokeing this.
Yes. With David Beckham.
Oh, of course David was there.
She was out. It wasn't even like she's a night out. So you're going in public singing and karaoke your music, yet you won't go on tour. She must hate the other girls. There's something off there.
Yeah, there's something not right about that. So you're going to say, you're going to post a video of you singing, dancing, doing exactly what you said you didn't want to do.
It doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
So now people are like, really?
Really?
Really? You won't go on tour, but really? Really?
At least you posted a video?
I guess.
Hello.
Hello.
Say hola.
He said, what? You know Spanish?
Say hello.
Hello.
Say, my name's Sammy.
Say it, papi.
Come on.
Samuel.
Hello. Listen to daddy.
Papi, ¿cuántos años tienes? No, now you bashful, huh? ¿Cuántos años tienes, Sammy? Dos.
Hello.
Oh! I stole your child. Thanks for bringing him in.
He's all yours now.
He sure is. Don't touch the hot coffee, though. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. And we have a very special guest. Go ahead. Talk into the mic. Don't hit your head on it. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Sammy. Young samurai. Not even so young anymore because you turned two today.
Whose birthday?
It's your birthday. Hey, buddy.
Say happy birthday. No. He's like, I want to run around. Okay, we're going to play a song. Your wife is in here. I'm going to force her to go on the air, whether she likes it or not.
She's built for this.
Sammy says, whoa.
Because you got him some presents that he's saying whoa to.
It's his birthday.
It's a big day.
Coming up next, special guests on the show. DZ's whole family.
The whole squad's here.
He's all right. Kiss FM.
103.7 Kiss FM.
Allie and DZ. And Sammy and Aaron. Mm-hmm. Live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Oh, I said that wrong. Allie and DZ, Aaron, Sammy, and Baby on the way.
Yeah, there we go.
Are all in the studio this morning.
There's five of us in the studio. You just can only see four.
Where's your daddy? Where's your papa? Where is he?
Hola.
Say hello.
Hola, Samuel.
You gotta go see dad. Go over by
come
dad.
Come here, puppy. Come on. Give Auntie Ellie a break, man. You heavy. I know you
I'll
are.
I'll hold him all day.
You get a workout in, too.
My Samuel. My ovaries are flapping right now. Thanks, Aaron. Get on the microphone right now.
you thought she was going to escape it?
Your wife doesn't want to talk. Aaron, come say hi. Why are you being shy?
Say hi.
Okay. Happy birthday to Sammy. Happy birthday. Sammy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
How does it feel, you guys?
It's wild.
Great.
It's
Aaron,
wild.
You have a 2-year-old and a baby on the way. How you doing?
Perfect.
You're such a liar. You guys are in the phase where the 2-year-old, where they run everywhere.
Oh, yeah. And it's like you're holding him, but he doesn't want to be held.
Yep.
But he wants to do everything you're doing, but his own way.
Yep.
Exactly, Poppy.
What
right?
did he say? Can you translate?
No. I cannot.
You know how parents understand kids before anybody else does, you know?
Yeah. He's very vocal, and sometimes see, exactly. Tell him, Poppy. Tell him. I'm two.
Okay.
Yeah.
He grabbed the... Uh-huh. What else? He grabbed the microphone from DZ and just started talking. And now he's smiling.
I no longer work here. He does.
Sammy, I have the best pictures of Owen and Hudson at that age behind the microphone. Your dad's going to love these memories.
Yeah.
Are you going to be on the radio one day, Sammy?
Say yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to go to mommy? He said, no, I'm good over here. Look at all these buttons.
I'm with dad pushing buttons right now.
Pushing all the buttons, Poppy. Say happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Uh-oh. He dropped the mic. Uh-oh.
Knocking stuff off. No, it's a riot. And the fact that, you know, I'm standing here with a 2-year-old mm-hmm. is unfathomable to me, G. Like, all of a sudden, he's two.
I know.
When did this happen? Because with one on the way, with the house coming up, with so many things that are coming on, like, all of a sudden, his birthday hit and you went, wait. That was, like, in a month. That was in 2 weeks. Wait, he's two? It's not his first birthday? Whoa, what?
Do you guys feel like you just had Sammy?
Yes.
Because you guys went through a lot with Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
You went through a lot.
He was 2 months early.
Uh-huh.
My wife developed preeclampsia.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those things that we spent 2 months daily in the hospital mm-hmm. until he was able to come home. And now look at him. Now man's is heavy. Happy, healthy, and heavy.
You know what, Aaron? Aaron's telling him to be quiet. Don't. It's audio. This is all we do in this business is we want more sound.
He's in the background making all the noise because it's his birthday.
Normally, we say, shh, quiet on the set. No, not with Sammy on his birthday.
He ain't going to listen anyway.
Sammy! Woo!
Woo! Wepa!
So you're trying to process that you have a 2-year-old. Oh, you guys, I wish everybody could see this. Right? Uh-huh. Oh, DZ picked him up.
Kids are savage.
Sammy grabbed the mic cover off of the microphone, threw it on the air like a savage, and then moved on with his life.
He said, now put me back down because I want to keep running.
Oh, you got to love 2-year-olds right now. Okay, happy birthday, Sammy. Anyone that wants to call and say happy birthday, you're more than welcome.
He'd love to listen. He really does love headphones. He loves microphones. He will listen to you if you call in, I guarantee you.
And bilingual, we're trying, right?
That's right.
You can talk into him in Spanish as well.
We just found out somebody asked him in English in the hallway, how old are you? He had no clue. We asked him in Spanish. He said, dos.
He only knew in Spanish.
He only knew it in Spanish.
Yes.
We got to work on the English, Poppy.
Interception.
Got him.
He's like, Mom, pick me up. I know you're pregnant, but pick me up.
I love
Poor
this.
Aaron.
No, I love this chaos. This is his first time at the station, too. On his birthday. Technically, like, first time on air.
Wife should just leave and get like 10 minutes off and we'll figure it out.
Bet. Don't tempt her. She's already out the door. Bye.
Aaron's like, bye.
Bye, deuces. Well, I got a car seat in my car. You can bring him home, right? Bye.
She's like chasing this 2-year-old around. Poor Aaron. Oh, you girl, you got this. You got this. Oh, they're a lot of work.
We
All right, 414-533-1037. People are texting, and happy birthday, Sammy!
Samurai turns 2.
It's crazy. You got a 2-year-old. Phew. Kiss FM. Say Kiss FM. Yeah!
Mark it, we got to drop.
Say Kiss FM.
Yeah.
That's not my kid. That's DZ's kid, everybody.
Yeah, that's me. That's my seat. That's my boy. Yeah,
Say,
buddy.
Hello.
Hello.
The cuteness.
Go over by your papa.
The
right now.
Cuteness. You got him. That's all you, Auntie Allie.
I forget that when they're 2, you don't want to hold them because they're always trying to get out of your arms. I'll hold him again.
The chaos. Oh, I love it, man. Nah, this boy is something special.
Well, he's 2 today. You guys made it. You went through all that with him being a preemie, stressed out.
All of that.
Now you got another one on the way.
I know, man. What are we going to do with ourselves?
I don't know.
People ask, what are we doing for his birthday?
Yeah.
We're buying him a house. That's what we're doing. Stop asking.
This is a great topic because we do so much when they're 1 and 2 and they don't know a thing about it. Like, they have no clue that we're doing it. We throw these big parties.
Huge.
Where are you from?
We do all these things like buy food and gifts, and then you're out of the money. And the kid doesn't even know that you threw him a party.
Right. Has no idea.
What's the point? Come over here, Sammy.
Before they turn 3 or 4, they could care less about what's going on. It's literally more for the parent than anybody else, the family, the people that want to celebrate. And though we understand, we appreciate, we know everybody loves him, we also got a lot going on.
Exactly. You guys are moving. You have a baby on the way, a 2-year-old. And Sammy, how do you feel about being 2?
We feel the same way, Poppy.
Somebody wants to say happy birthday to you. Are you ready? Are you ready, Sammy?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, we ready then.
Sammy, say hello. Oh, no, he said, oh, no.
Good morning, we got Elizabeth on the phone. Poppy, Elizabeth wants to say happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sammy.
She said thank you.
Say thank you.
Gracias.
She's so close in age to my daughter. Her birthday's on Thursday.
Oh, that's awesome. She turns 2?
Yeah, we just celebrated her birthday this weekend, but her actual birthday is Thursday. And that's why I want to call it happy birthday, because their story is so similar.
She was born early,
too, for the same reason.
Okay. Really? Well, you get it. You get it, Mama Bear.
Yep.
Does your child want to be held all the time? Your mom isn't here. She left. I'm not doing that to Aaron. He wants Aaron.
He always wants to be picked up.
Right. I mean, but for the slightest 2 seconds and then put me back down. All done.
Yep.
Okay.
Now she's back to running all over the place.
we're living the same life, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
But no, we thank you. Appreciate your call. And happy birthday to your little one, too.
Thank you.
Hey, have a good day, okay?
Bye. Sammy's handing kisses out. Did you just kiss your mama?
Besos?
You just...
Mwah.
Mwah. Say mwah.
Mucho, papa.
Te quiero mucho, Samuel.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot. This is so cute.
He just said he loves me. He loves me a lot.
Did you tell daddy you loved him?
Mm-hmm. Boy's comprehension skill is on point.
You're making my ovaries flap.
2 or 20. How old is this kid? He's a genius.
He's a genius. He said, I love you, daddy. Genius.
Yes. Keep saying I love you.
He is so cute. We see all your texts coming in. People are saying, such a beautiful family.
Thank you so much,
Happy
y'all.
Birthday, Sammy. Happy second birthday. And whatever you guys do tonight, enjoy yourselves. Because you're not doing a party. We talked about this.
Yeah, no. I think we're going to ixnay the party A. Mm-hmm. And like we said, what we're doing for this man's birthday this year is buying him a house.
That's right. Good luck with the move.
We're going to need it. And we're going to need you.
I'm there. I'll do what I said. I'll dog sit. I'll help you move. I'll do whatever you need.
We got to borrow the boys.
Say less. Say less. Put my kids to work, you guys, please.
We'll trade kids for the day. You get Sammy, we'll take the boys.
Okay. I'm in. Say less, let me tell you. Happy birthday, Sammy.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.